Friday afternoon, Music and Mushrooms will share the spotlight at Ozark Natural Foods in Fayetteville. The store will host Daniel Klein from the web-based video series The Perennial Plate. Klein, a chef, has created 52 episodes about what he calls socially responsible and adventurous eating. The first season was filmed entirely in Minnesota, where Klein lives. But for the upcoming second season...
Although I'm ready to stop filming in Minnesota, I want to take this to the next level. And the next level, I think, means going across the country. So this May, we're planning on taking the Perennial Plate on the road. We're going to travel from Minnesota down to Louisiana.
That's Daniel Klein in the most recent episode of The Perennial Plate. That cross-country search for real food will bring Daniel and his videographer, Mira Fine, to Northwest Arkansas. They're scheduled to spend time at Sweden Creek Farm in the remote Ozarks and use some of the mushrooms they get there for a cooking demonstration Friday at Ozark Natural Foods. The owners of Sweden Creek Farms near Kingston, Curly Miller and Carol Ann Rose, are also the band The Old 78s, and they'll play live music Friday afternoon. Yesterday, Pauline Thiessen, the produce manager at Ozark Natural Foods, and Teresa Maurer, our regular guide at Ozarks at Large to Slow Food, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about Daniel Klein's upcoming visit. Pauline Thiessen says it all started with a regular, normal phone call.
They just called, you know, produce line one at the store, and I happened to pick it up, and he was like, oh, this is Daniel Klein, and I'm partnering with the NCGA, which is the Natural Cooperative Grocers Association, and we want to visit Sweden Creek Farm. And I was just so stunned. I was like, no, you're not. I was like, because I follow his web documentary. So I got the call, and through the NCGA and through his desire to go see Sweden Creek Farm, we were able to kind of set up this whole event because they do both the music and the mushrooms. And he always puts local music on the background of the episode that they film.
And we should mention The Perennial Plate is a weekly web series based in Minnesota.
Yes.
About slow food.
Right.
It's right up your alley.
Exactly.
Teresa.
Yes. What he did sort of in season one was a whole series of short web documentary pieces around Minnesota. And so essentially what's happening this week is he's starting season two and extending that to places around the country. And he's a Minnesota native, but he went and was a chef around, internationally known chef, and just really got interested in this whole concept of sort of farm to plate and how he could make that more visual for people. So we're just really excited that Arkansas is among one of the first stops on this new season.
Definitely.
He's visiting Sweden Creek Farms, which is known for mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that what's happening at Ozark Natural Foods will involve mushrooms.
Yes. They're going to, Curly and Carol Ann are a part of the Old 78s, a nationally recognized like bluegrass ragtime band.
Old time music, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to play from 3:30 to 4:30 at the store in the Deli Cafe. And then at 5, Daniel is going to perform a chef demonstration featuring mushrooms from their farm.
This will turn into an episode?
Yes. His partner, girlfriend, like, she films all the episodes and posts them on the website. So she's going to be there filming.
So this is a great way to sort of take a virtual tour of sort of food-related projects, farms, chef demonstrations from around the country. And it's really been a great way. I've gotten interested in it as Ozark Slow Food because we've really been trying to see, are there ways that we could add a visual component to some of the other work that we do? And all of a sudden, this great opportunity emerged to put the Ozarks on the map with the Ozark Natural Foods event.
Will the event be in the deli?
Yeah, he will be doing the demo right out front of the deli, and then they'll be performing in our deli seating area.
What do you have to do to get ready for this at ONF?
Oh, it's been kind of a blitz to get everything together because he's on a very tight timetable, and we just got the call from him a few weeks ago. So our marketing and owner services department is going to really help out, just providing any other materials he needs, the demo station, and just, you know, helping put the word out.
And he's actually going to go and harvest the mushrooms at the farm the day before. So he'll have footage of that as well. And I think, again, it's just great that Carol Ann and Curly are being featured. They're longtime Ozark farmers. They've been working with shiitakes for a long time and raising a high volume to distribute regionally. And again, speaking as a fellow farmer, I'm just really excited to have their place highlighted all the way through to the retail and chef end of things as well.
Yeah, it's nice to see the whole process. And then they've been distributing to us since we were on Rock Street, she said today, and that was in 93.
Right.
So yeah. And they've been a really big part of our local farming community for a long time.
And best of all, this is free. So so you're getting you're going to get a great benefit of an internationally known chef. You'll get a chance to see him actually prepare some food. And hopefully, I don't know if you've got samples on the menu, but
we hope so.
Yes, so we do. It'll once again be a multi-sense experience, and we'll have a record of it that'll go up on an internationally accessible website.
Do you ever cook with mushrooms?
Oh, absolutely.
We both love sweet pea shiitake mushrooms.
Yes, and I know that a lot of restaurants in the area use them, and they're just a wonderful product because they're so versatile. I mean, they've got their own flavor, and then they enhance the flavor of a lot of other foods as well.
Yeah.
So we should probably come up with cremini's. Yeah, I noticed that they've got a recipes place on the website, so maybe we can make sure that we get a recipe up there along with the Ozark Natural Food Spot.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably try to highlight whatever he uses, whatever his recipe is.
Do you have an idea what he's going to do?
We don't.
Does he, I wonder?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be incorporating other local ingredients, is my understanding. And Carol Ann has a really kicking garden out there right now. And so he might try to pull some of the other ingredients from the farm along with her mushrooms. I know that she has an amazing watercress patch.
Music at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Cooking demonstration begins at 5. Mm-hmm. If people want to know more, they can go to the ONF website.
Yes, they can check out our Facebook. We'll also have some Twitter, and then it's going to be on our blog at OzarkNaturalFoods.com.
And if you want to see any of the previous episodes, theperennialplate.com.
Yes.
That's it.
Definitely check it out. They're really fun and short.
Happy cooking.
All right. Thank you.
Teresa Maurer is on the board of Ozark Slow Foods and a regular guest on Ozarks at Large. And Pauline Thiessen is produce manager for Ozark Natural Foods in Fayetteville. The Perennial Plate event is Friday at ONF and is free and open to the public. The cooking demonstration begins at 5, but the music from Curly Miller and Carol Ann Rose starts at 3:30. This is music from their latest CD. The song is titled Beaver Slide. Curly Miller and Carol Ann Rose, the Old 78s, will play music at Ozark Natural Foods Friday afternoon beginning at 3:30. To learn more about the band and about Sweden Creek Farm near Kingston, you can go to the website old78s.com. For more about the Perennial Plate, theperennialplate.com, and for more about Ozark Natural Foods, ozarknaturalfoods.com. This is Ozarks at Large.